This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Two new orders will go into effect in Boulder County to limit the spread of COVID-19. The county health department's current order was set to expire today. One order bans gatherings of two or more 18 to 22-year-olds, same as the first ban. Except if students meet certain benchmarks like case counts, health officials say they will relax the rules. Jeff Zayak with the health department says cases have been going down.
I want to say thank you to all the students who paid serious attention to this, took responsibility, and changed behaviors associated with it, because that's what's allowing us to be on a downward trend right now.
The second order requires five or more students living together in off-campus housing to submit a containment plan to the county and lifts a stay-at-home order. Two schools in Loveland have chosen new mascots. Loveland High School is now the Red Wolves, and Bill Reed Middle School is the Wolfpack. Last month, the Thompson School District Board voted unanimously to retire the previous mascots over community concerns that they were racist and offensive. Loveland High School principal Todd Ball has worked at both schools for more than 30 years. At last night's school board meeting, he pointed to the similarities of the two names.
I've always been proud of the connection between the two. There's always been something special between the two oldest secondary schools in our district.
Nearly 3,000 students, parents, staff, and alumni gave input on the two new names. Coming up, we dig into Colorado's all-mail ballot elections. Our investigation finds that more than 100,000 ballots have been rejected and uncounted over four elections. Many were likely valid votes, revealing a flaw in Colorado's widely hailed voting system.
To say that, you know, Colorado is this blueprint for success is not taking the veneer off and looking inside to see what is actually going on.
That story is later in about 10 minutes and available online at CPR.org. Smoke from the fires burning in the northern part of the state have made for bad air quality across Colorado today, especially in Denver and Fort Collins, where air quality might be unhealthy for people who have things like lung disease or asthma. This is CPR News.